We're at the 2011 SCAC Soccer Tournament in Birmingham, Alabama, on the campus of Birmingham Southern College. I'm joined by center head men's soccer coach Jeb Birch. Center picking up a dramatic win tonight, 1-0 over Trinity University in overtime, advancing to tomorrow's SCAC Championship game. And coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Coach, an incredibly exciting game, back and forth, extremely physical. Two teams really playing hard out there. Talk me through what it looked like from your vantage point on the sidelines as a head coach.
To me, it's a center Trinity game, you know, and I've been around 22 of these. They're unpredictable, and, you know, they're always a hard-fought game. Both teams, I think, really respect one another, and it's never a dirty game. It's just a really hard-fought game, and there's always a lot of quality out on the field, and, you know, it makes for exciting games every year.
Coach, we talked last night, we talked at the beginning of the season, and you said one of the keys to this team was going to be defense, and how well they played was going to dictate where this team ended up at the end of the season. You have a senior in goal, and Chris Jackson completely controlled his box, played really well in the air, cleared balls. The Trinity got a lot of balls in the box that he was able to get his hands on. Talk about this defense and speak for them and how well they played this evening.
Well, I mean, you know, it certainly does start with Chris Jackson. You look at the year he's having, I think now he has the most shutouts in conference play. If not, he's second. But I know Chris would also tell you that it's not just him. You know, we've got that freshman in Jeremy Carlson who's come in and really stepped up, and he's been a big player for us right away as a newcomer. And then you got a senior like Brian Fay who can sit right there next to him and really kind of keep things level. And then, you know, what can you say about Will Frentz and Robbie Tarver? You got two wide players there, especially against a team like Trinity, which is really going to challenge you one-on-one on your flanks. And those two guys handled it perfectly all night.
You know, one of the interesting things I thought as I watched the game play out tonight is, center, you had nothing to lose going into this game. You had everything to gain. You played just with everything on the line. And a lot of that may speak to just the tournament atmosphere, the environment, knowing that you had to put everything on the line and go forward. Just talk about the resilience of this group. You knew it was going to be a tough game. 0-0 after 90 minutes, then able to score that overtime winner with just 24 seconds left.
It's all about the seniors. It starts with them. Fantastic leadership with that group. And, you know, they've just gotten better and better, and we've gotten stronger as a team. And it's about the seniors here. Their leadership, it's not just our captains, it's our seniors.
What did you tell the guys as you guys headed into overtime after 90 minutes of scoreless soccer?
You really want to know.
Yeah, I do.
I told them, get in here and let's just hug each other and let's just look at each other. And then the Journey song started playing over the music, and we all got a nice laugh out of that. And that's all. There was nothing tactically said going into OT. There was no coaching or instruction. It was about that group being together with their arms around one another. And then that Journey song started playing, and we all got a little laugh. It broke the tension, and we went out and played.
Coach, ball gets played in on a free kick. Disler heads it back in, and then Van Nevel, he's another senior of yours. Again, you keep speaking about those seniors. Hits that goal and wins the game for you with 24 seconds left in overtime. Just take me through that as you watch that unfold in the sidelines.
Well, you got to understand that it was, I think it was 2 years ago that, you know, we had Trinity, we were up 2-0, and we got a red card, and we ended up losing that game 3-2. And you look at these seniors this year, and the way they came over to me after that goal, you can just tell they really wanted another chance at this because they really were close to getting it a couple years ago. And for them to finally get it as seniors, that means a lot to them. And I couldn't be more proud of that class.
Coach, after the game, I saw a lot of emotion on your face. Obviously, you've been around not only center but the SCAC for a number of years, both as a player and now as a coach. Yeah. I know you know how much that win means. Obviously, the last team to beat Trinity was a center team head coached by you back in 2005.
Right.
Just speak to the hard work that this team and your staff has put in this season.
Well, we've obviously worked very hard, but you got to look at the DNA of our program. First off, hats off to Trinity. I mean, Paul McGinley is my mentor. I couldn't care for a guy any more than him in the coaching ranks. He recruited me. I was honestly going to go play for Paul. And then he took the job at Trinity, and I wasn't going to go to Texas. And I go to center in my freshman year. What happens? We're playing Trinity in the conference championship down in San Antonio, and we win the game, you know. And I just look at the progress that's happened there, and Trinity, so all due respect, has certainly reclaimed control of this conference, which center had control of in the opening years of this conference. And but you know, all respect to them, they certainly have had a fantastic run here, and I know they'll continue to do it. But you know, it was kind of, I think we were due. And I think we kind of got it tonight.
Tomorrow, you're coaching a team in the SCAC Championship game. How does that sound?
it's exciting. You know, the tournament has made this conference better in the regular season. I thought games were fought a little bit harder than normal. It was exciting how it unfolded in the final weekend. I really think the tournament has made everybody a little bit better and sharper. I think our conference is way up this year. And if you look at this tournament, I mean, how do you beat that? I mean, that's a pretty cool moment out there for those kids.
Coaches, we look forward to tomorrow. Obviously, we don't know who you'll face, either Oglethorpe and or Southwestern. We'll both have their challenges that will represent themselves to you. But you came here this weekend knowing you had a challenge in front of you, three games in 3 days, and that has played its way out. What do your kids need to continue to do well that they've done since Friday into today and now head into tomorrow to get the result you're looking for?
They just can't get too excited about it. They just got to stay calm and composed. And we have a game plan here, and as long as we just stick with it, I think we'll be fine.
Center head men's soccer coach Jeb Birch again. Center picking up a win tonight in the men's SCAC semifinal game to advance tomorrow's championship 1-0 over Trinity in overtime, improving to 13-5-2 on the season. Coach, congratulations and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.